Editor's note. Each week in this space we compile the most widely read stories from the past week. With NOTL in the path of totality for Monday's solar eclipse, we take a look at our top stories about that topic. Amnesty organizes lecture on endangered species to recognize Earth Day. On Earth Day, the local's own naturalist, Owen Bjorgen, will give an educational lecture at the community center about species in Niagara that are threatened with extinction. After reading one of Bjorgen's articles about the extinction of species, an Amnesty member thought it would be a perfect topic for Earth Day, a day set aside to bring attention to support for environmental protection. Amnesty also organized a flag raising at the town hall to recognize Earth Day. To read the whole story, click here. Lorraine Joyner, Lord Mayor Gary Zalepa, Lydia Biro, Councillor Sandra O'Connor, J.L. Grew, Beatrice Grew, Interim CEO Bruce Isveniga and Count. Gary Burrows raised the Amnesty flag at the town hall to recognize Earth Day. Sharon Burns. Rand Hearing told heritage buildings will be destroyed. A carriage house, two sheds, stables, and the Calvin Rand summer home, heritage assets on the Rand property, are planned to be knocked down, a heritage planner representing Solmar said during the second week of the Land Tribunal hearing over a subdivision that could see almost 200 homes built. Click here to read more. The condition of buildings on the Rand property was discussed at this week's Land Tribunal hearing. Chris Dube. Rand Hearing wraps up week with talk of archaeological findings, building conditions. The condition of heritage buildings slated to be destroyed, including the Calvin Rand Summer House, the Carriage House and Bathhouse range from quite poor to fairly good. To read more, click here. This is one of the buildings that may be destroyed. Cold weather didn't freeze attendance at Niagara College BioBlitz. Owen Bjorgen's hike at Niagara College drew a good crowd on a cold, windy morning, to give a general biodiversity and Niagara escarpment talk, with an age range of participants from toddler to seniors. For more, click here. Owen Bjorgen leading a tour at the Niagara College BioBlitz. One more net to jump for outdoor pickleball approval. All but one councillor has given the nod to the outdoor pickleball courts in Virgil opening in June. Sandra O'Connor is concerned the nearby residents have not been consulted. The matter will be finalized when council votes to approve the reopening. To read the details of the council discussion, click here. The outdoor pickleball courts at the Virgil Sports Park, with the Lambert's Walk condominium complex in the background. Chris Dube. Crew begins cleanup of slimy, slippery spots on lawn bowling green. The town is dealing with a mold problem that has been getting worse, in time for the lawn bowling club's spring opening. Members believe the green needs to be fully replaced sometime in the near future. For more, click here and here. A crew was power washing the synthetic bowling green at the NOTL Lawn Bowling Club Tuesday. Supplied. Noddle councillors should be losing sleep over funding shortage. A lack of money for road work should be keeping everybody up at night, says one Niagara on the Lake councillor. To see why, click here. Concession 6 to Warner Road reconstruction is one of the few projects approved, with work beginning April 22. David Gilchrist. Inside the Village, a social network that's actually social? Here it is. Village Media has created its very own social network, one that is safe, civil and community powered. To learn more about it and how to sign up for a waitlist, click here. Jeff Elgee, CEO of Village Media, talks about Spaces, a social network.